It's that time again. The time we switch our compiler from the Go standard compiler to the TinyGo compiler. Same language, so they're our friends. Let's be sure about it. TinyGo are our friends because they are the reason they supply us with this pretty Gopher hardware and these Gopher badges. That's all running TinyGo. So we're now switching to the TinyGo section of the Go dev room. I almost forgot what I'm doing here. And I want to give a very special thanks to our speaker here. Because Daniel is just like, was it yesterday?
What?
Was it yesterday that I asked you to give this talk?
Yeah, probably.
It was yesterday that I called him panicking. I have no talk at this slot. I need to have a talk. And I couldn't move schedules around because the Fosden people will be very angry at me for doing that. So what I did is I called Daniel and said, give me what you got. He said, give me a day. And apparently, we are finally going to have some live music using my favorite stuff in the world, his MIDI and Go. Round of applause.
Okay. I'm Daniel Esteban, also known as Conejo, and I'm here to talk today about having fun with MIDI and Go. So the year is 2014. This is the first Go dev room at Fosden. Since then, we have been we have more than 130 talks, more than 100 speakers, two virtual conf thanks to COVID, a dozen of lightning talk, multiple room changes because we grow bigger and bigger. Countless attendees, so happy 10-year anniversary. But also, 5 years ago, at Fosden, we make the first release of TinyGo. Since then, we have 36 releases, more than 150 contributors. We have given multiple talks here at Fosden and another conference. We have two not spy weather balloon launches, one last year at Fosden also, and this year we have our own sub-track of TinyGo, because I'm the first, but then you will hear my colleague AK, and then Ron, with more TinyGo surprises. So let's celebrate, let's make a party. Woohoo! I'm going to make music with MIDI. MIDI stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface, and it's basically each interaction with a key, a knob, a button, or a slider is converted to a MIDI event. And then you need a MIDI synthesizer to understand the event and make the audio. So today we are going to make the part of the MIDI controller, which is like kind of the instrument. And then we will send all the MIDI data to the laptop and then just play in a web page. It's called Virtual Piano, that will play the music for us. So basically, MIDI works like you press a button and then you send like, okay, play this note at that volume and that channel and that the information. And the synthesizer, which is the Virtual Piano web page, will process that information and really make this song. So to make music, first we need a group or a band. I present you these 2 days. These are the Gopher badges. I have one on my neck, March have another, and you can see them here. They actually run a RP2040, It's this little tiny chip here, and we are going to put Go code in the chip. It also have RGB LEDs. It has 6 button and LCD. It have several features. And what is TinyGo? Well, TinyGo is not a superset of Go. It's nothing different because it's a different it's a different compiler that just put your regular Go code into the microcontroller, like RP2040 or an Arduino or a Tensi or something like that. Something very, very small. And how are we going to play music? With just one simple function. It's from the MIDI package. It's MIDI.NoteOn. We specify the cable, we specify the MIDI channel, we specify the note. In this case, it's the B3 we want to play, and the volume. So, demo time. This work like 10 minutes ago. Hope they still work. And let's just try the simple thing is press a button, make a noise. So how will this look like? Just first we configure the button to understand when it is pressed or not. And then if the button is pressed, we play a note, and if we release the button, we stop. We are going to flash the code.
I am here.